We continue our learning. Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem, Murushim Cham Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Truma's Perek Dal and Mishnah Yud Gimel. We continue our discussion of the nullification of Truma. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Maisa Balufnei Rabbi Akiva, Bachamishim Agudo Shel Yarak, Shenafla Achas Mehem Lesochan Chetzia Truma. What happened? A case came in front of Rabbi Akiva where there were 50 bundles of chulin vegetables and a similar species, which was half truma, half chulin, fell in. And the question is, do we assume that, well, that bundle that fell in was half truma? So we don't know where the truma is in that one bundle. Half was truma, half was chulin, so maybe we should consider the entire bundle as if it's truma, and falling into 50 yarak, 50 bundles of vegetables of chulin is not going to nullify it. Or do we say, no, if you think about the proportion, I don't know where the truma is, and I know that that bundle is meduma, but in the end of the day, I know only half of it's truma. So if only half of it's truma, and that fell into 50 bundles of vegetables, so we should assume that I have a ratio of 100 to 1. That was the question of Amartu Lefanov, and Rabbi Yossi said in Rabbi Akiva's presence, Tale, it is nullified. Rabbi Akiva did not argue, so we assume that this psak halacha was accepted by Rabbi Akiva. And the reason for this is, says the Mishnah, Lo shahat truma tale b'chamish uvecha, not that truma is nullified in 51, no. Ela shahayu sham mea ushnei chatzayim. There were 102 halves. The bundle was only half truma, so it's enough. There's enough there in the yarak, in the other bundles, to nullify the amount of truma content that was in the bundle that was forbidden. The language of the Mishnah sounds like it's saying, here, what do I have? I have 50 agudos of yarak. So here, the one part truma is being nullified in altogether 102 total parts. Now, if you think about it, had there been 101 half bundles, that also would have been enough. But the Tosfos Yontif says that here we had 102. But nonetheless, I didn't really need 102. It would have been sufficient even 101 half bundles, because there is only half of that one bundle only half of that bundle was truma. We begin the fifth parak, Parak Hey Mishnah Aleph. Sa truma she temeya she nefel lepachos mi mea chulin. We'll start with that. So here we fall into the truma temeya discussion. And the truma temeya is also, truma doesn't matter if it's Torah or tame, falls into 100, have a ratio of 100 to 1, whether that truma was tame or tahor, it becomes nullified. And at that point, so we know a non-Kohen is able to eat from that at all. But if I don't have enough of a ratio, I have less than 100 to 1, so it doesn't nullify the truma. So now the whole thing is usher to a zar. And it's, we know we called meduma. And of course, in the past, we've discussed, okay, give it to the Kohen, and it belongs to a Kohen. But the problem here is that now I have tame truma in here. And truma that's tame can't even be eaten by a Kohen. So, we've discussed in the past, he can use it as fuel to make a fire, but he can't eat it. So the Mishnah here will discuss what I should do when I have meduma and this tuma here, what we're supposed to do with this mixture. Says the Mishnah, sa truma tamea shanaflo lefachos mimea chulin. I have one sa of truma, that's tamea, the truma was tame, and it fell into less than 100 sa of chulin. So it's not going to be nullified. Ola Maserishon, or I have a case where a sa of truma fell in to Maserishon. That's typically given to the Levi. Also, that's a problem. Levi can't eat truma, and it's also less than 100, so it's not nullified. Ola Maser Sheni, Ola Hektesh. Or let's say a sa of truma fell into Maser Sheni or Hektesh. So the Mishnah here says, Bein Tameim, Bein Tahorim, Yirkavu. Whether they are tame or tohor, they should be left to spoil, to decay. What does this mean? So in every situation of the Mishnah, right? Right, makes no difference whether the truma fell into something that was tame, or whether, right, whether the maaser rishon, the chulin, etc. It doesn't matter whether that was tame or tor. Either way, it has to be left to spoil because it can't be used by anybody. It can't be used by a non-kohen because there's truma in there. It can't be eaten by a kohen because there's tame truma in there. So no one can eat it. So you have to leave it over, and it makes no difference what that mixture is, whether it's tamei tor, because even if it's tahor, I have tamei truma that fell in. Now we know a kohen can normally use truma tamei as fuel, but he's not allowed to do so in this case. Why not? Because the Chachamim were worried that if they allowed a kohen to use a mixture as fuel, where I have tamei mixed with tamei truma mixed with chulin, it's not all truma, but there's chulin there as well. It could be that he may come to eat from it as well. Now, yes, when it comes to when I have real truma tamei, he's going to use for fuel. We know people are no one's going to eat it. But when it comes to meduma, where I already know part of it is chulin, so maybe he's going to be more lenient with it. We're afraid of that, and that's why he's not even allowed to use the meduma as fuel, and therefore yirkavu. But im tahora haisa osa hasa'a. But let's say this sa'a that fell in, this measure of truma was not tamei, but rather it was tahor. And now that fell in. So the Mishnah says, this case, the sa'a of truma was tahora, fell into less than 100 measures of whatever it is, produced in this case, right, the chulin or the maaser rishon, etc. So here, the assuming, let's say, the chulin is tahor. So here I have meduma, but everything's tahor. So what should I do? Yimachula kohanim bidmei truma. We know this already. Sell it to the kohanim bidmei truma for the price of truma, which we know the price of truma is cheaper, because it's, as we mentioned, supply and demand. And of course, I can't charge him for the worth of truma that's in that mixture. Chutz min dmei osa sa'a, v'minim l'maaser rishon afla. And if this sa'a of truma fell into maaser rishon, then what should I do? So now comes the statement, yikra shame l'trumas maaser. We're going to spend a little bit of time on this halacha, which is the following. Here I have a sa'a of truma that, oh, everything's tahor, and it fell in to Maaser Rishon. Okay, so, but it's less than 100. So it's not, and everything's tahor. So there is a, I have to be concerned about the following. The Maaser Rishon, we know, has Trumas Maaser in there, the tenth that's supposed to go to the Kohen. It had not been separated yet. So here I have a Meduma, I have a mixture, which has Truma Tahor inside, and Maaser Rishon that still owes Trumas Maaser. So I have double Truma here. I've got the Truma Sa that fell in, and I know where that is. And I have in my Maaser Rishon, I also have other Truma that's going to be supposed to be Trumas Maaser. So now the whole mixture is usher to a Kohen because it's Meduma. It's less than, the fact that Truma falls into the Maaser, so the Meduma is forbidden rather to a non-Kohen, obviously. But we want to figure out how the Tzar, I guess I could give it to a Kohen, but what can the Tzar do in order to use the entire mixture? What, there's Truma in there, there's Truma's Maaser in there, how could he avoid this problem as the Tzar as the non-Kohen? So the Mishnah says, Yikra Shem LeTrumas Maaser, literally, call a name, use the Maaser Rishon to designate Trumas Maaser. So here's what, different ways to understand this, we'll explain according to most of the Mefarshim. Mishnah says that the entire Maaser Rishon, part of the Meduma should be set aside as Trumas Maaser. So we're going to give the following example. So here we have your Yisrael, you have your non-Kohen, and he has, let's say, 10 Sa'a of Maaser Rishon. And this sa'a of truma fell in to 10 sa'a of maaser rishon. Now, so here, what do we have? I have 10 sa'a of maaser rishon with 1 sa'a of truma. So what can Yisrael do? He can ask a Levi, Mr. Levi, here, I'd like you to exchange for, I have 11 sa'a of meduma here. And, you know, you're a Levi, and there's Maser Rishon here, and there's Truma that's in here too, and there's Truma's Maser that has to be separated as well. And I'd like you to give me an exchange for this 11 Sa'a of Meduma, where one is Truma that fell in, and the other is the Maser Rishon that's there with Truma's Maser mixed in. In exchange for that, I want, for the 11, I want you to give me 10 Sa'a of Chulin. Okay, fine. And now what does the Levi do? The Levi now puts together another 90 sa'a of maser rishon, and which also needs trumas maser taken from it. So now, what does the Levi have? He has this meduma, this 11 parts meduma, and then he has 90 sa'a of other maser rishon. So here he has altogether, really, he has 100 sa'a of maser rishon, and this one extra of truma. So now, he owes Maser Rishon from this entire 100. So what is he going to do? So if you put it all together, he has 100 saw of Maser Rishon, and 10 saw of that is supposed to be Trumas Meiser. So what does he do? Ah, the 10 saw of Maser Rishon in the Meduma, he calls, he designates, he separates as Trumas Maser for the entire Maser Rishon that he put together. So the other Maser Rishon, that 90 that he put together, is taken care of his Trumas Maser, and the whole Meduma is now called, is now Truma. 10 sa is Trumas Maser, and 1 sa is Truma. Then I give the whole mixture to a Kohen. So now I took care of the laws of Truma and Trumas Maser, because they're the same, and now it's given to the Kohen. So this is how the Israel is able to solve the problem, and everything that needs to be separated is separated. Mishnah continues, Vimla Meiser Sheni Ola Hekdesh Nafla. Let's say the Sav Truma fell into Meiser Sheni, or it fell into Hekdesh. Hare Elu Yipadu. So they should be redeemed. This is Truma Tahor again. Fell into Meiser Sheni Hekdesh, which are also Tahor, but it was Meduma. It wasn't enough Meiser Shenu Hekdesh to nullify all of the Truma. So now, this is what you do. As we've done, we know you can redeem Meiser Sheni onto coins or Hekdesh onto coins. So that's what I do. I now change this mixture into a mixture of Chulin with Truma Tahora, because the rest of it, the Hekdesh and the Meiser Sheni, is not here anymore. It's on the coins. So now there is, so what do we have here? Now I can treat it like regular Truma Tahora that fell into Chulin, because it's now Chulin, because I redeemed, the Meiser Sheni Kedusha or the Hekdesh Kedusha that's in there onto coins. And then what do I do? So what do we do when we had Truma Torah fell into Chulin? So we sell the whole thing to a Kohen, of course, excluding the price of the Truma. And that is given to the Kohen as his gift. Fine. And of course, the Maser Sheni, the money I bring to Yerushalayim, and you need to use it to buy food there. Mishnah then says, though, V'im Temeim Hayu Osu Achulin. So now I have case three. Remember, case one, where I had Tamei Truma fell into Tahor Chulin. Case two is where I have Tahor falling into Tahor. But again, it's all Meduma. And now I have Tahor Truma that falls into Tamei Chulin. So here, the Meduma is Truma Tahora with Chulin. That was Tamei. So what should we do? Ye Achlu Nikudim Oklayos. So here, what's going on? I have Truma Tahora, so Kohen is allowed to eat it. So the problem is that I have, inside, I have a Chulin, or let's say the Maser Rishon case, or Trumas Maser, whatever it is, I have that as well. I redeem them, I do whatever I need to do, but take the case of Chulin, so I have a problem. What's the problem? I have Tamei produce in the Meduma. I'm not allowed to cause Truma Tahora to become Tamei. So here I have Tahor Truma that fell into this mixture of Chulin, which is Tamei. I don't want to make it Tamei. Now, so far it's not Tamei. It fell in. So don't worry about that. It's not Tamei yet, because it only becomes Tamei if it is Mukshel Lekabel Tumah. It comes in contact with one of the seven liquids. And that it has not done yet. So far, no Truma, that Sav Truma, did not become Tamei from the Chulin that's inside. We're talking about grain here. So, you don't want to make it into bread, because then if you make it into dough, you mix it with water and flour, then you make it Mukshel Lekabel Tumah. So this is the solution. Ye Achlu Nikudim Oklayos. Eat it dried or toasted. And that way, you avoid any liquid medium, so it never becomes Tamei, that Truma, even though there's Chulin there in the mixture. Put it all in the oven for the Kohen, and parch it, and then it's going to be fine. Oh, another possibility. Yiloshu b'mei peros. You can knead it using fruit juices, pomegranate juice, berry juice, as long as you're not using one of the seven liquids, the wine and the oil and the milk and the water and the blood, etc. Right? That list you can use. Because if it's mei peros, though, it's not mukhda, it doesn't make it susceptible to tumah, so you can knead it with fruit juices. Oh, yischalku li'isos. Or solution number three is divide them up into little pieces of dough, but each one less than a kibetza, because less than a kibetza doesn't have the ability. This way, the truma and the meduma doesn't contract tuma, because only something the size of a kibetza of an egg can make something tameh.